What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lauda, what do you got?
All right, guys. So I just read a story. I was like, man, this has to be like the stoner and the drunk person at 3 a.m.'s dream. Because I just read that Jack in the Box is going to buy Del Taco for $575 million.
That's it?
What do you mean?
That's what Del Taco's worth? $575? I would have thought more.
Well, yeah,
how many
but...
do you think they have?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of Del Tacos, aren't there?
Yeah, there's. So if you guys didn't know, both companies started in California. Yeah. And together, they have over 2,800 restaurants in
right,
25 states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't have known that. I mean, I think of Jack in the Box as being a really big franchise, particularly on the West Coast. So I think California, Arizona, and I don't know. I suppose they're probably in lots of other places, but...
25 seats.
So how much did you say, Laura? 595 million?
575.
Okay, because there's 596 locations. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can't do the math. Can anybody do the math?
No,
is it $1 million per store?
Yeah, less than a million per location. Yep. Because probably not every store is profitable, right?
I mean, I'm not a huge Del Taco person, but you know.
Well, see, I like Del Taco. You know why? Because they've got Beyond Meat tacos.
Oh, really?
But okay, pero Jack in the Box tacos is not real meat. It's soy meat.
I know, but $2. I don't like soy.
Well, okay.
Soy's
okay.
Bad for men, man. I don't know if you.
Well, soy's
you know.
Not great for people either. Like,
right,
I have a thyroid problem.
Specifically for men, it lowers testosterone. It does a lot of things that you shouldn't consume a lot of soy if you're a man.
I don't think I consume any soy, at least not intentionally.
Yeah. I don't. You just switched to almond milk, so I doubt you're having
yeah,
any soy.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. He's a little behind.
Wow. Well, that's like the superpowers uniting. I feel like you know. I mean, well. Part of the superpowers, because,
yeah.
You know, really, the superpower is In-N-Out, is it not?
Oh, yeah. In-N-Out is the best. I love In-N-Out.
But I like Del Taco.
And I like Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is fine.
I don't consume it.
I haven't been to Jack in the Box in ages. God, when was the last time you were at a Jack in the Box? I mean, honestly, there's a couple by me.
Yeah, there's a couple by me. Probably, like, maybe not a month ago, but, like, maybe a couple months ago. They have, like, a decent, like, chicken pita, you know? Like, I occasionally get that, you know, in, like,
gosh,
a week
I haven't been
pita.
To a Jack in the Box in ages, and the last time I was there, I was wasted, and it was like a super
that's
cheeseburger.
Why yeah,
you
like...
Know? Like a,
no, but
know.
That's exactly what it is. Laura's right.
Yeah.
Now, I like Del Taco more because I like tacos more than I like burgers at this stage of my life. So
doesn't
it's like...
Del Taco have, like, the bomb fries?
I was going to say...
They do.
They have burgers. So, like, Del Taco has burgers. They're known for their tacos, but they have burgers. And then Jack in the Box has burgers, but everybody loves their tacos. Yeah,
their
tacos there.
Cheapy right. Tacos, yes.
They're mm-hmm. good, man. You dip them in ranch. I know it's weird, but it's so
I mean,
good.
Come on. Are they good?
Yes. When you're drunk, they are so good.
I mean, they're fine. I don't know if they're good.
When
you know what I mean?
When you're like, drunk, anything's good, actually.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You could go to Del Taco and eat their tacos, and it'd be good. Del Taco, by the way, also has a fried chicken taco, which is delicious, which you probably shouldn't have all that much of either, but it's delicious.
Well, fried anything we shouldn't have that much of. Yeah.
I'm just
excellent
about
point.
Sure,
I said
last
Dorado
time I
tacos
there.
Today. Every Monday, I'm sneaking in Dorado tacos in Harbor City, and I'm like, this is not a good idea. I shouldn't be having these every Monday.
So good, though, right?
Yeah, I think they have so the good. Ultimate cheeseburger at Jack. It's double cheeseburger, but I think it's got American cheese, cheddar cheese.
Oh, and the
Swiss
sourdough
cheese.
And the sourdough bread.
The sourdough, so. Right.
My it's brother loves that. Mm-hmm. I was a spicy chicken person when I was eating Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
With Swiss
Jack
cheese.
In the Box. I like the way
Bill McDonald, Billy Mac.
Billy Mac says it. Yeah. When I he was at the Trudell birthday party.
That no one's supposed to know about.
Right. Now everyone knows about it.
Right.
He was laughing because somebody at the party asked him to do that. He was like, they're like, hey, do you mind doing the Jack in the Box commercial, the Jack in the Box read you do for the Laker games? And he did
That's
it.
Funny.
He's like, the Jack in the Box.
That's very funny.
I love Billy Mack. What a nice man.
Yep. Great guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was caught up in one of these fast food conundrums this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
I was out, Laura, you'll love this. I was out at Mount San Antonio College.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm
Juco.
A Mountie alumni.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. Just a quick little side note here, which is congratulations to the people who run Mount SAC.
Yes.
I was out there this weekend. My daughter was playing in a junior college soccer showcase. And I went out there, and I'd never been to Mount SAC before. Let me tell you. Your Division I caliber sports facilities.
Yep.
George, They have got a football stadium that's brand new that is out of this world with a scoreboard in the end zone like something you would see at the University of Texas. I mean, it is absolutely gigantic, this scoreboard. But the facilities, football stadiums, soccer fields, baseball, softball, track, cross country, I mean, mind blow that this is a community college. And the other side of the street, I think the street is called Grand or Temple. It was Temple is the name of the street. Wait, across the street, Laura, is all the academic buildings. And they're building all kinds of new stuff. Fantastic.
Yep. I know.
Absolutely fantastic. Blown away. I'm such a huge supporter of the junior college system here in California. And Mount SAC, you guys blew my mind. Saddleback blows my mind, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I go down Grand Avenue there, and now I'm kind of caught in between. Like, there's the Chick-fil-A. There's the In-N-Out.
Which one did you pick?
What do I do?
What did you do? Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out?
Yeah.
What are you, I mean, it just, how late is this?
This is 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I go in and out for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Because anything, like, here's the thing, if it's too late, I don't like to do in and out because I get the meat sweats at night. You don't want that. You know?
And that only happened to Greg.
No. Greg can't digest meat after a certain hour. I get the meat sweats because it takes a long time to digest red meat. So, you know, your body starts to work overtime. But his is like, you know, so just I sweat. It's not that, you know, I'm fine. Like,
I don't feel bad.
Like, Greg actually feels bad, like, that he can't digest it. Yeah.
Well, I was with my 15-year-old daughter who wanted Chick-fil-A, so we got the spicy chicken deluxe sandwich, which is just awesome.
Yeah.
You know? And then I got the grilled chicken nuggets. You know?
Oh, those are good.
They're good, though.
I
mean, of course, because you're comparing to fried chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's the problem, you know?
But they're healthier for you.
Yeah.
You should have went to some of the restaurants around Mount SAC that are more mom and pop that are really good.
Right, instead of just going to like a...
I mean, I love In-N-Out, but they have really good food around there. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a spectacular campus, incredible athletic facilities, and congratulations to everybody who runs that place, because you guys have got probably the best community college facilities that I've seen, and I've been to a lot of the community colleges around because my daughter plays soccer, my son plays football. I've been to a lot of them in the last few years. Mount SAC, you got the best I've seen.
You know what? Yeah. Really quick, guys, I know we got to go, but they used to call Mount SAC the Little Harvard of junior colleges because their academics is really good. And then, I mean, their broadcasting program was excellent. I don't know now, but when Briones and French and I were there, like, it was great. And they have this badass new facility for it. I was like, dang, we were doing real stuff, you know, like they were teaching us that because our professors wanted us to know. But I go into the campus, you know, I've graduated a while ago, but I go in there and I'm like, wow, this is so dope now, even more so than before. So nice.
It's an amazing facility. It really is. And I got to tell you guys, I was blown away by the sports facilities. I walked the entire other side of the campus. It was fantastic. But I wound up choosing Chick-fil-A that afternoon.
Yeah, not a good idea then, apparently, according to Laura. Hey, real quick, I was listening to Mason in Ireland today, and Brian Kamenetsky was back, and shout out to B-Camp. And they were talking about the Rams. And, Lindsay, do we have the audio of Cooper Kupp when he's being interviewed about the touchdown he had? Do we have that audio or no? Okay, yeah, because they were talking about that, and, you know, Cooper Kupp, obviously, since he plays in the National Football League, gave a really detailed, schematic response to why he was able to score the touchdown. And basically, he was talking about how, like, the nickel corner was blitzing, and the safety came down, and he was able to beat his man, and that's how he was able to score the touchdown. So let's hear Cooper Kupp real quick.
Touchdown specifically, your defender went and blitzed. What did you see there? How were you able to use that to your advantage?
Yeah, they had a little three deep fire zone, brought the nickel off the edge, safety dropped down. It didn't look like they were doing a replacement fire zone, so I knew at the back away we were going to get three pushing through. That I had an opportunity to kind of run in there if I could beat my guy and just had to beat the safety to the end zone.
So Mason and Brian were talking about how they didn't know what he was talking about, right? Even though he... You know, now you know, Scott, because you played football, right?
Yeah, but he's speaking another language. I mean, he's talking to the reporter, and he's talking in, like, hardcore Sean McVay football talk, you know?
Correct. But, I mean, you can get the gist if you just hear him say the nickel corner is blitzing, so the safety comes down. That becomes his man. So, like, you can at least picture it a little. They were completely lost, Mason and Brian. So a caller called in who was a coach for Orange Lutheran and explained it in layman's terms. So shout out. I don't remember the name of the coach, but shout out to the coach. I know they had a tough weekend this weekend because they lost to Cathedral.
Did you see the score of that game, by the way?
It was 71-62. It was
unbelievable. Yes. And I have a friend of mine who was a college teammate of mine who's a coach on that Orange Lutheran staff. He's like, dude, there was nothing we could do to stop these guys from scoring. 71 points in a high school football game.
Yeah, the running back had 400 plus yards
and like 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. Sutton is the kid's name. This is his last name, Sutton. But yeah, it was insane. So shout out to that guy who called in, and you know, shout out to both teams for playing a really good game and a really fun game this past weekend.
I am gonna be curious to hear your point though, and I know
I didn't
we'll
get to why I think the Rams are actually sitting in a better position than people are giving them credit for. I'll explain that. I promise I will do that on the other side.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Do they play this at stadiums and arenas?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah?
Who's my mind up in here?
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard this maybe in a long time, at least.
I feel it's also a song that when someone gets ejected or does something crazy, you know, the arena DJ will play the song.
Maybe. Okay. All right. With the reason we're talking about arena and stadium music is because Na 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 Hey 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 Goodbye, the anniversary is today. 1969, the song debuted. So that just became a conversation. And then we somehow morphed into cookies, local cookie shops. I don't know how we got there necessarily. There wasn't really a rhyme or reason to that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was National Cookie Day yesterday. That's what it was. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lindsay. This is why we keep you around. You keep us in line. Yeah, that's what it was. National Cookie Day. So I was like, yo, there's so many like cupcake shops, right? Like there's a million of those things now. That is, it's still, I'm sure, a very lucrative business, but I feel like cookies are underrated in that regard. You know?
Yeah, I don't feel like there's very many cookie standalone shops. I said to you earlier, like, what was the name of the place in the mall that you used to have? And somebody said Mrs. Fields, and there were others, but like, do those places still exist even? Like when was the last time?
Yeah, if you go to a mall, there's got to be like there's usually like a cookie place, and it's usually Mrs. Fields.
I don't know. I haven't been to a mall in ages.
I mean, seriously. You know, come to the Del Amo Mall with me, man. It's a huge mall. Yeah. I think at one point it might have been the biggest mall in California. I don't know if it still is, but.
By the way, Vaxxed and Waxxed was heard on the rejoin there. And
yes.
I get a lot of feedback from 710 listeners on social media.
Here we go.
That really love the phrase Vaxxed and Waxxed.
And by many, how many is many?
Millions, couple million, 20 million, 30 million, something like that. Nothing, not a lot. I mean, just like 30 million or so.
Right.
But seriously, Vaxxed and Waxxed, have we had our T-shirts made yet for the Mandy Awards?
I think they're on order right now.
They
and
are.
They're not and the Vaxxed and Waxxed ones.
I know. You guys outvoted me.
Yep.
You guys, but I do think Vaxxed and Waxxed. You talk about the word.
All right,
underrated.
You know what? Go ahead. How about you and I just make some Vaxxed and Waxxed shirts then?
It's not a bad call. We should make some Vaxxed and Waxxed t-shirts. Could have had the station make them and pay for them, but I got outvoted.
If you want, we'll just do it. It's okay.
We're using Wilding, remember?
Yeah, Wilding.
Wilding.
All right. Well, nobody comments and says, hey, Wilding. They comment and they go, Vaxxed and Waxxed.
Well, because we also don't have that rejoin running 7,000 times a day like we have this one.
I wonder if we
also,
did that.
Also, who comments Vaxxed and Waxxed?
You can go to my Instagram and check it out. A lot of people. They love it. Vaxxed and
millions
Waxxed.
Millions,
hashtag.
Yes.
Millions, 20, 30 million or so.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a guess.
Yeah.
All right. You were about to tell us, George.
Okay, the Rams.
Right.
So,
I want to hear this.
So I actually feel like they're in a decent position because right now they are the 5 seed, in the NFC.
Okay.
And that would mean if the playoffs started tomorrow, they would play the Dallas Cowboys. Are you afraid of the Dallas Cowboys?
Not really.
Me neither.
Nope. Saw the Cowboys get beat by the Raiders on Thanksgiving Day, and I knew that at that time. Well, the Raiders aren't dead yet. And the Cowboys, I don't believe in. I mean, if the Raiders can go to Dallas and beat them on Thanksgiving Day, I don't believe in the Cowboys. But
right.
Then again, this has been a very weird year.
Right. And so I feel like the Rams can do that if the Raiders can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then, okay, they would play more than likely. Let's say that, you know, the other two teams, Green Bay and Tampa Bay, take care of Washington and or San Francisco. Arizona would then play the lowest seed available, which would mean the Rams. I mean, you know, look, Arizona's been great. They still have to play the Rams one more time, but they're a division foe, so at least you have real familiarity against them. So that is beneficial, I would say.
Although the Rams do play at the Cardinals this upcoming week, and so we'll get a better sense of, I believe it's Monday Night Football, right, guys? Monday night?
Yes. We're off next Monday for the Rams.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals destroyed the Rams earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. 37-20 was the score in week 4. Mm-hmm. And now the Rams get another shot, division opponent on the road, a game they've already lost at home to the first place team who's now 10-2. So if the Rams beat the Cardinals, then you know, I think at that point you got a real thing here, but I don't know, man. If they beat the Cardinals, yes, I would be back in.
I'm still not super sold on the Cardinals. Okay. That's just what I would say. Okay? They're good, but I'm not super sold on them. Okay. Then after that, in an NFC title situation, you know, if Tampa Bay and Green Bay face each other, I mean, look, you've lost to Green Bay last year in the playoffs. You lost to them this year pretty handily. But if it's Tampa Bay, like, you got to feel confident if you're the Rams in an NFC title game against Tampa Bay, don't you?
Well, I mean, listen, one way or another, the Rams would either be in Green Bay or Tampa Bay based on your equation here. I wouldn't feel good about the Green Bay situation because we've already seen them lose to Green Bay in the last two matchups, not to mention the whole weather situation, natural grass surface, the cold, the snow, potentially the mud, the lack of running game. So I wouldn't feel good about Green Bay. I'd feel better about Tampa Bay because
I'd feel good about Tampa Bay.
I'd feel better. I think that when you get to playoff time, this is Tom Brady time. And when you say the Rams have to go from L.A. down to Tampa – yeah. Tom Brady's
How did
home.
Tom Brady do when he had to face the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs all those times? Didn't go so well. You know? Like are teams that just have his number sometimes. And I think the Rams are they have his number.
Well, they've won two games in the last 2 years against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. I would say that again, if the Rams were on the road in Green Bay or Tampa Bay, they'd be big.
Tampa Bay's not some like daunting place to play.
No, it's not that it's a tough place to play like a Kansas City or a Seattle. It's not like that. But there's Tom Brady over there and his 7 Super Bowl rings and the defending Super Bowl champion. And you beat him twice.
Man, ain't nobody afraid of no Tommy Boy at this stage of his career, bro.
Really, you don't think so?
Listen, that Bucs team has been on the struggle bus this season. They have eked out wins against some bad teams this year.
Yeah, but this is the NFL this year, George. I mean, look at Baltimore. Who?
Want to give the Rams credit for smacking the Jaguars around.
No, I don't. I really do not. And I'll tell you something, honestly, like, I'm not impressed with what I saw yesterday. It's a good win. They did a couple of things that I know I, as a Rams fan, wanted to see them do. Run the ball, control the clock, have Aaron Donald be somebody who makes an impact on the game. I was happy about that. But I also realize it's the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, next week on Tuesday, should the Rams go to the Cardinals and win that game, now all of a sudden you talk about buying the hype. You know, you talk about buying the overreaction. Right now I'm still in the underreaction around the Rams. By next Tuesday, I could be in the overreaction if they win at the Cardinals. If they don't, I'm not buying this at all. I mean, I'm not buying what you're selling at all. I think Arizona is far and away better than the Rams right now. I think Green Bay is as well, and Tampa Bay too.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I hope you're
right.
You want
to make another bet? I mean, you're kind of rolling on these bets.
Will you double or nothing me on the Camus?
No, I'm not double or nothing. We make a separate bet.
Oh. Another bottle of Camus?
I mean, I don't know. Let's think about it. Maybe I get more creative. We can figure out something.
What would the end result be?
Maybe it's like cookies or something. You never know.
Cookies, cupcakes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Or you have to wear a robe. Something, you know, that'll be fun like that.
maybe. We'll workshop it the rest of the week. How about that?
All right.
So there's that. Then the Raiders, I'm just out on. I'm out on the Raiders. This thing, you know, I know they've been through a lot of controversy and a lot of issues or whatever. I mean, they're not even looking for a damn coach. I mean, what the hell is Mark Davis doing?
Well, when you say you're out on the Raiders, let me ask you this. When were you in on the Raiders?
And
when
I've been in and out on them this year. I was out pretty much – I was mostly out with that losing streak the last couple weeks prior to Thanksgiving. And then they kind of like made me like, I was a little more intrigued by them after that. But I'm not like sold on them. I just, you know, I put them on like the, you know, how like the right now during the, on the networks, they have like the different graphics for the playoffs, right? They have like the teams, the division winners, they have the teams, the wild card, and they have like in the hunt. They were like in my hunt. In my hunt of like, maybe I will consider them being okay.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're out of the hunt. They're for me, they're out of my hunt.
Yeah. But again, this is another, this, the Raiders, just like the Rams, right? The Raiders could go to Kansas City, and I don't expect them to win in Kansas City, but if they did, because they have in the past, that would shock everybody into believing that the Raiders are a team that should be in the hunt. Right now, they're in third place, tied with Denver after Kansas City beat Denver. And the thing about the Chargers is the Chargers won the game yesterday in Cincinnati, but have you been seeing the news here this afternoon that apparently there are 11 Charger players that now have positive COVID tests? Have you read about
that? I did. That's not good for the Chargers. But we can get into that a little later. Let's get into Radio Tinder. Don't forget, 545, we're the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. Not a national contest. You listen every Monday to play Million Dollar Mondays. So at 545, okay, be the first person to answer our Sedano and Cap trivia question. It'll be show related, so hopefully you've been listening. This is why you need to listen every day. We give you two tickets to the Rams Titans game. Oh, actually, that's not for this. This is way old. I would imagine Rams Niners game.
Yep, that's the correct one. Rams Niners.
Yeah, because this is Rams Titans. I just pulled a Ron Burgundy there. Rams Niners. we'll give you tickets to that. And then if you win, right, you win the tickets, you get the trivia question right, you're the first person, we'll give you a chance to pick the Super Bowl. You pick the two teams, you pick the two scores, the score for each team. If you nail that in February, we're writing you a check for $1 million. It's as simple as that. All right, so stick around. We're back in 3 minutes. Radio Tinder is up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Linz, what do you got today?
All right, well, what I've got is a game designer says that someone hacked into her Google Pixel 5a after she sent it off to the company for a repair. The woman tweeted about her disaster on Saturday, advising consumers not to send their phones to Google. Quote, last night, someone used it to log into my Gmail, Drive, Photos Backup, email account, Dropbox, and I can see from activity logs they opened a bunch of selfies, probably hoping to find nudes, she tweeted. The photos they opened were of me in bathing suits, sports bras, form-fitting dresses, and of stitches after surgery. Does this account from a woman who sent her phone in to get fixed by Google make you not want to take your phone in to get repaired? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I will swipe left. I don't really have a big problem taking my phone in to get fixed. I'm trying to remember the last time I ever got the phone fixed. I feel like nowadays when your phone starts acting up, you kind of just replace it. But I like how she makes this assumption. They were probably looking for nudies. The issue is this.
But wait, what? She did say that she could see what pictures they opened, and I named off all the ones. So obviously they're looking for like sexualized or whatever pictures, right?
Right.
That's what they're opening.
They're looking at the pictures and they're going, that's hot, that's hot. Ooh, check that one out. That looks pretty good. Ooh, I wonder what else is going on in this one. I like her assumption. They're probably looking for nudies. The thing is, what is on your phone? Like, do you have anything on your phone that you would be worried if you handed somebody your phone and they wanted to swipe through your pictures, would you be comfortable with that?
Me? No, absolutely not.
What about you, George?
I mean, I don't know. I've taken my phone to get repaired. I don't really have anything here that I would feel like that I would be worried about. No.
I mean, I guess I have a few things on my phone.
Wait, both of you guys having all of the sources and connections and whatever with famous celebrities and athletes and agents, that doesn't worry you?
I mean, I guess, but I'm talking, I mean, we were talking about pictures. Like, I'm not worried about any pictures or videos on my phone. Yeah, contacts, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, if I need to get my phone fixed, I got to get my phone fixed, dude. You know, it's just the reality of it.
I wonder what was wrong with her phone. I mean, the thing is that nowadays it's like, oh, they come out with a new phone. A couple weeks later, all of a sudden your phone stops performing. And we all just assume that
see,
it's because...
See, you know, that used to be the case. Not so much anymore. Like, no. My phone, I have an iPhone 11 and it works just fine.
Yeah, I have one too. And I also like it. And I don't even feel like I need to get the new one.
I don't feel like I need... They're at like 13 now, aren't they?
Oh, so we're two generations behind?
Yeah.
I have a 12, and I want the 13 because I want the camera. Like, it's a
really
good camera.
I am no longer I was listening. Who was I listening to? I was listening to some show. It was here in LA, like just like a local radio show. It was an FM show where they were talking about like they were basically having people call in to tell us like how old your iPhone is, like how old of a generation iPhone. There were people calling in with like fours and fives, man. I was like, what? Come on, no way.
That would be like something my father has. You know, my father's like, I don't understand why I can't do this. I'm like, because your phone is like 10 generations too old, Dad. Like, come on, get a new one, man.
Yeah. But I don't think I'd go that far back. Like, I couldn't go back that many.
What's the furthest back you could go, do you think?
I don't know. When did they go to, like, the...
It was, like, the SE or, like, the 10,
no.
I feel like. That's
the 10,
probably...
right. I can go back to, like, the 10. Yeah. I'm fine with, like, the 10. I went to the... The only reason I switched was because... I kept malfunctioning, you know what I'm saying? So I needed to just get a new phone. The thing was up anyway. So I was like, all right, I'll just get an 11, whatever. And that's it. And that was the end of it. But I haven't needed to get a new one for 2 years. So I'm good. Like, this will keep going until it doesn't go anymore.
I'll just tell you this. If I had to take my phone in and get it repaired and people were going through my phone and looking for pictures, there's definitely some things in there that I have that they might be a little borderline X-rated, you know?
But, okay.
I mean, but that's me keeping that stuff on my phone. What I should do is I should do a much better job of, like, segmenting where that stuff is.
Yeah, but you would never do that.
It just takes, it's
you
like two extra steps.
First of all, I have no time.
No
I have no
patience.
This, I have no that.
I got no patience.
Listen,
no bandwidth.
If they're fixing your phone, if you're taking your phone to Apple and they're fixing your phone, rest assured, they can see everything no matter how you, quote, segment it.
No, right. That doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. She's
well, I
right.
feel like they can see it anyway.
Yeah, that's what she just said.
Yeah, it's in the cloud.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I guess this woman is saying in particular, this is like a glaring observation of somebody going through all of her stuff in her phone when they're just supposed to be fixing it. Like, can't
right.
people
She's
just
saying
like,
that one a specific person is doing that. Laura, what do? You take your phone in? Do you worry about that stuff?
I definitely take my phone in because I have. I used to worry about it, but like Cap said, I feel like they're watching anyways. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few things that I might not want people to find in there, but I mean, if they do, it's like, well,
I mean,
you watch
pictures of naked ladies. I mean, you've seen one, you've seen them all. What's the big deal?
That's not true.
No,
that is not true. Yes.
I mean, I just think like if someone has personal pictures on their phone, obviously, you know what they say, anything that's on the internet, whatever, like expect it. There's always a chance it could get leaked, whatever, this or that. But something that's just on your phone, I feel like that should be private to you.
Yeah, but it's in the cloud.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. It's look, we know that when we take a picture, whether it's racy or not, it got taken. And even if you delete it, whatever, you send it to, it could be found. So to me, it's not a huge deal. It is an invasion of privacy, and I hate that it's happening, but it happens.
Sure. Yeah. All right, next, Lindsay, what's next?
All right, so a student refused to pay for ranch dressing at a pizza shop, and then they decided to take matters into their own hands. They asked Reddit's Am I the A-hole forum for help. The student dined with a group of friends at the pizza place, which provided free cups of garlic sauce, but they wanted ranch dressing instead of the garlic sauce. Well, when the restaurant told him it would be $1 per cup, the student said, thanks, but no thanks. Well, there is a convenience store across the street, so instead of paying $10... for individual cups of ranch, they just bought a container of it at the store,
right.
Brought it back, sat down to eat it with their pizza, and then they got kicked out for doing that.
Ooh.
Do you agree they should have been kicked out for bringing their own ranch? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I would not have kicked them out. Okay, like if I owned the place, I would not have kicked them out. Not my thing, so I would swipe left on that. But I guess there are certain places that when you dine there, they will tell you you can't bring stuff from the outside, right? Like there are signs. So if there's like a sign that says that, then that's different. But I mean, I would not have kicked them out. I mean, if you just have like a pizza place, like I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, my bigger issue is this though. Isn't ranch dressing today comparable to ketchup or mustard or mayonnaise or any other condiment? Isn't ranch dressing just a condiment? And
No, they charge extra for ranch a lot of places.
They do?
And blue cheese. Well, yeah, like there's all those wing places, they charge extra for that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I think anything that doesn't
come... Wait, you sounded so surprised.
Yeah,
because I can't remember the last time I ever was in a place where I was like, yo, can I get another ranch? And they're like, that's a dollar.
I think most places, I feel like they'll charge you like at least 50 cents for it. Anything really? That's not in one of like, you know, as small as a ketchup packet. Because a ketchup packet, ketchup's probably cheap, whatever. But you raise a very interesting point. I feel like ranch should fall in that category. And just like if you're going to get like honey for your tea or ketchup or, you know, vinegar, whatever the case is. I feel like ranch should fall in with that.
Maybe they should start putting ranch in those little bags like they put ketchup. You know, rather than in like a plastic
that,
cup.
That should be like our new thing. Make ranch a free condiment, right? Like that could be our
great
movement.
Idea.
That should be our big push.
It should be.
Yeah.
That'll be
hashtag
our t-shirt.
Make free ranch. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Free ranch.
Free ranch.
You know, I wish Michael Thompson was here right now to weigh in on this because I've heard that like he brings certain things into restaurants. I don't know if it's hot sauce. Or something else that he brings in, and he says he brings in a bottle.
Some women bring it in their purse.
I've brought in my own hot sauce. If you don't have it, I ain't eating.
So, I mean, if somebody's going to go to great lengths to be like, you know, I'm not going to pay this extra, just let them bring their stuff in. Jeez, oh, man.
Yeah. All right, one last one, Linz. Go ahead, because we got to get to Kiki. And we got Million Dollar Monday, so we're going to have a trivia question here to ask the folks show related to try to win Rams Niners tickets and then get their shot at the $1 million. So go ahead.
Okay, a snowstorm left about 25 workers and 6 customers stranded overnight at an IKEA store in Denmark. After 12 inches of snow rapidly fell, those trapped inside the store had an impromptu sleepover. The store manager said that the group spent the evening watching TV, playing card games, and eating food in the cafeteria before retiring to bed in the showroom displays. He said they brought in sofas from the living room section and watched Christmas movies and a Liverpool soccer match using a big projector. So this one is not a swipe left or swipe right. But if you had to get snowed in to one store, which store would you choose, Sedano?
Ooh, that's a great question. Snowed in for how long, though?
Let's say 24 hours.
Because the IKEA is really good because they got that cafeteria and they got a lot of good food in there. They got those meatballs at IKEA.
Oh, I know. It would be, speaking of cafeteria, there's now, hold on. I have to stop now and think because, yeah, IKEA does have the cafeteria, but so does Nordstrom. Nordstrom usually has like a really good cafeteria too, although I haven't been to a Nordstrom in a minute. Like cafeteria food location or whatever, cafe. But then there's not an electronics section in either. So I can't like watch TV per se.
That's why I was thinking like Target.
Right. I was thinking Walmart, one of these kinds of stores.
Yeah, because you've got a little bit of everything there. Those places, Target is a good one because they also have like furniture and stuff. Like you can kind of lay down. Target's a good one. I would say Target's a good one, yeah.
For me, I think I'm going to choose Costco. You know? I mean,
not bad.
Tons of food.
Yeah.
If I want to like hit golf balls, there's a sporting goods kind of department. If I want to play on computers, there's an electronics department. I feel like Costco, if I had to spend 24 hours in a Costco because of a snowstorm, I feel like there's a lot of stimulation. I could get by no problem.
All right, cool. All right, that is Radio Tinder each and every day at 5:30. We're going to give you your chance to win tickets to see the Rams and Niners, but more importantly, your chance at $1 million show trivia on the other side. Line it up right now, 877-710-ESPN. The first person to answer the question correctly will win the Rams Niners tickets and will get their shot at $1 million. How do you get a shot at $1 million? Very simple. Once you get the question correctly and you win the Rams Niners tickets, we will ask you for your Super Bowl prediction. You give us the two teams and the score of each team in said game. And if you nail it, you get it right. In February, we're stroking you a check for $1 million. It really is just that simple. Every Monday, 5:45, 877-710-ESPN. Line it up now.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jay-Z. Go ahead, Cap. Do what you want to do. I know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Why?
Love Jay-Z. Yeah, Jay-Z. This is my favorite Jay-Z song, too, as a matter of fact.
It is?
Yes.
With Alicia Keys?
I love this song.
I mean, it's a good song, but...
it's just my favorite.
I don't know if it's my favorite song.
Not Jay-Z's favorite, no.
Yeah, I mean,
I love this song.
Yeah.
What other Jay-Z song do you know, Cap?
Well, if you gave me a list, I'd be able to tell you.
Is it the one that he goes,
Yes, that one is my favorite, my second favorite. Now, you know, I've seen Jay-Z in concert a couple of times.
He's awesome.
And he puts on an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as you asking me what songs, I mean, you give me a list, I'll sing them to you. But, you know, off the top of my head.
Oh, no, I don't need you to sing or
we don't need you to sing.
If you know any other songs.
I do.
Okay?
I know lots of them.
Like?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, for example, I'll give you another one. Tonight is the Night is a really good Jay-Z song.
No, Tonight is the Night is not a song by Jay-Z.
Yo, What's Up With My Peeps is another one that I really
don't
like.
No.
I mean, there's a couple of them that you could have named that are, like, really easy.
Yeah.
Like what? Big Pimpin'.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one I thought he was going to say.
That's an easy one. See, that's too easy. That's too
big obvious. Big Pimpin', Spin the Cheese. Come on, you know that.
Yeah, too obvious. Come on, guys. I mean, Tonight is the Night is a really
good one. How about 99 Problems?
It's not a bad one.
That's
it's all right.
A good one.
It's not Empire State of
Problems,
Mind, but you know.
Ain't one.
Yeah. Brooklyn's Finest is a good one.
Tight.
What? That's
it's a great song, actually.
Not Empire State of Mind, but...
Empire State of Mind is super, like, poppy.
Well, I really like it. Say.
Yeah, super poppy. So, anyway. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to give you a chance to win $1 million right now. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to do a trivia question. Linz, what is the trivia question?
All right, the trivia question is, hang on 1 second as I send you guys the callers. Mm-hmm. The trivia question is, what is Cap's record for picks against the spread so far this week?
Right, from this past weekend into today, we have one more game. So what is Cap's record? All right, so 877-710-ESPN. That's a pretty easy one, actually, I feel like. You can, you know, you should be able to get that, win Rams Niners tickets, and then get yourself in the mix for the $1 million on the Super Bowl prediction. Let's go to Ernest in L.A. Ernest, what is Cap's record?
He hasn't won any.
Now, we want the full record, or do we want that he hasn't won any? Because, I mean, that is technically accurate, Lindsay. Right. You are the arbiter here.
Sure, but I think, you know, can you give us a number?
Oh, and what?
Oh, and three.
Oh.
Ooh, so oh, close, Ernest.
Oh,
so close.
Oh, man, you're above
so
the
close. No, Noel or Noel in Long Beach.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm going to say you're 0-5.
No. You are incorrect, though, Noel, but thank you.
All right.
Gilbert in Van Nuys, what is Cap's record?
Is it for the season or?
No, this week.
0-6.
No, Gilbert! Oh, my goodness.
I didn't think it'd be this hard.
I didn't think it'd be this hard either, to be honest with you. We talked about it for an entire 15 minutes to start the show. So, see, this is why you got to listen to the beginning of the show.
That's exactly right, because generally this question comes from the opening segment. That's right.
Yeah. Matt in Placentia. Matt.
He's a solid 0-4.
That is correct, Matt. Congratulations. Matt, what is your last name?
Martinez.
Matt Martinez from Placentia. You have won Rams Niners tickets. Now you get a chance to put your hat in the ring for the $1 million. You got to give us the two teams and the score for each individual team. And in February, Matt, okay? If you nail this prediction with the two teams and the score for each team, we will stroke you a check for $1 million. It really is just that simple. And we do this each and every week at 5:45. So, Matt, what is your prediction?
I say Ravens 28, Green Bay 21.
Oh, I like that. God. Nobody has picked that combination of that Ravens 28, Green Bay 21. Or was it 21 or 24?
21.
All right, so 28-21, Ravens over the Packers. Matt Martinez in Placentia. You got it, brother. You are in the books. We're going to put you on hold, and they'll get any further information they need from you, okay? Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Matt, I like that pick, dude, because everybody's been picking the Rams, you know, and I think, listen, right now with the way the Rams look, I don't have them in the Super Bowl. I don't even have them sniffing the Super Bowl. Hopefully I'm wrong. But Baltimore, that's an out-there kind of pick. George, did you see any of Baltimore-Pittsburgh yesterday and how the Ravens decided to go for two to try and win the game rather than go for one and take it to overtime? Did you catch that?
I mean, I caught the highlights. I wasn't watching that game because it was a slog, and I don't like a slog of a football game at this stage of my life.
Yeah, it was really interesting the way John Harbaugh said after the game. He's like, look, we went for two because we were out of cornerbacks, and Ben Roethlisberger, believe it or not, was kind of eating them up.
He was playing well, Ben, and he actually had a touchdown call dropped in the end zone by is it Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver?
You mean Johnson?
Yeah, Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson. Yeah, I don't know if it's Deontay or not.
It is Deontay. I believe it is Deontay.
Well, I'll just tell you what, that's a good pick, though. That is a really solid pick.
That is a good pick.
Other than the fact that Baltimore has fallen apart, it seems, in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Louda, people, we were talking about National Cookie Day, and we were talking about like mom and pop cookie shops in LA. You said you've had a lot of recommendations coming your way on Instagram?
Yes. So one of them, actually, they look really, really good. It's called the Cookie Plug. It says the fattest and thickest cookies baked fresh daily.
Ooh. What? First of all, fat and thick.
Yeah.
Are two things I love when it comes to cookies. Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what you were going to say when it comes to cookies. Yes. I didn't know what you were going
to
say.
When it comes to cookies,
my goodness.
Give me fat and thick. Now, thick is good in general, but fat and thick for cookies? Hell, come on now.
So you guys can follow them at Cookie Plug Cookies. And then I don't know why, but they have a backup account in Cookie Plug Gang.
Okay.
And they're not edibles. They specifically say
edibles. No. The guy sent it to me, too, and he said there's no weed in it, is what he said.
Yeah. And then the other one, I was kind of hesitant to say, but shout out to Justin Bautista, who said the cookie spot now is 7-Eleven. He's like, hear me out. He's like, they have a place based off of Valley Boulevard in Los Angeles who ships them all their cookies, and they're made daily. Baked fresh daily. I haven't
so
had
at
cookies.
Your local 7-Eleven, they'll have a local LA place making cookies, is what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know
so
about
it's
that.
Not like AM/PM. Or maybe that is what the Starfish and Coffee was saying about AM/PM. Maybe they have the same deal, you know?
He said they have too much good stuff, is what he said.
Yeah. You know, Subway has good cookies. So.
Now, that's true.
No,
they used to. I was going to say they used to.
They still do. I got
let me tell you something.
They're good.
Subway, are they a sponsor here?
I don't know.
Careful.
Okay, here's what I'll just say. Subway's fine, okay? But I would say that in the last 10 years, the sandwich game nationally, obviously there's always great mom and pop local shops everywhere, right? But the national sandwich game has stepped up big time, okay?
I agree with that.
Whether it's
Jersey
Mike's or Jimmy John.
Jimmy John's
or,
is good.
Right, though, but Jersey Mike's, they opened the Jersey Mike's by my house in Torrance, okay? Mm-hmm. And I went there, and it actually happens to be next to the Randy's Donuts, which was a terrible combination for me because I'm like, bro, they opened up a Randy's Donuts next to the Jersey Mike's? Because I was coming there to get a little Jersey Mike's for lunch because I wanted to do one of those chicken and cheese sandwiches.
You mean like the chicken cheese steak where they actually make it on the grill?
Correct.
Delish.
And then there was the Randy's Donuts, and my kids were like, we want donuts. And I was like, oh.
Now you got to have donuts.
And then I'm an idiot because I have two small kids. I probably could have gotten a half dozen donuts. But they were like, Dad, we want this one and 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 this one. So it ended up being like, all right, just give me a dozen, which was awful. I probably gained like 5 pounds that last week because of the The Randy's
tell you what,
donuts.
Jersey Mike's though is good. Listen,
it is Jersey Mike's is good. No, I'm not trying to disrespect Jimmy John's, which I think is also very good, or Subway. But the sandwich game has stepped up.
I haven't been to a Subway in so many years. I can't remember the last time I was in a Subway. But the commercials with Tom Brady or with Serena Williams,
Steph Curry, Charles Barkley, they're good. The commercials are good.
They've spent so much money on celebrity endorsers. I feel like I should go try what Subway's got going on
here.
The
new stuff. They got the avocado stuff. Yeah. All right. Listen, we'll take a quick break. Coming up next, Lindsay's got some stats for you on some positive Laker news. There's not been a lot of it. LeBron and Frank Vogel have also talked about the criticism that Coach Vogel has gotten. We'll get to that. And there may be one player the Lakers may have to part with if they're going to help this roster get better. We'll tell you who that player is. All coming up on the other side here on 710 ESPN.